With so many people dissecting the president's words today, the administration wanted to ensure that those words were accurately translated into other languages. The World's Katie Clark reports on government and news media attempts to do just that.
I know there are many, Muslim and non-Muslim.
می‌دانم بسیاری مسلمان و غیر مسلمان هستند که
پوهیگم دیر مسلمانان او نامسلمانان
Saya tahu banyak pihak muslim maupun non-muslim.
This is just a sampling of the simultaneous translations of the president's speech today. In all, the speech was translated into a United Nations of languages, from English to Arabic, Urdu, Persian,
Dari, Pashto, Punjabi, Hindi, Indonesian, Malay, French, Bengali. It's actually 14 in total. Hebrew, Russian. It's quite a lot.
Joseph Maz is in charge of translating at the Office of Language Services at the State Department. Maza and his crew got a transcript of the president's speech around noon yesterday and set to work. Today, you can download translated versions of the speech on a special State Department website and also on social networking sites. Maz's office is used to being busy, but this particular project was a little more intense than usual.
Every president is going to have their own idiosyncrasies and challenges. Something like this, for example, which is fraught with different references to scripture, requires a lot of research, really.
Like when President Obama quoted the Quran, saying, "Whoever kills an innocent, it's as if he has killed all mankind."
And the Holy Quran also says, whoever saves a person, it is as if he has saved all mankind.
Nordin Zorgi says the president got that part about the Quran pretty much right. But Zorgi, who did today's simultaneous translation for the BBC's Arabic service, says translating the individual words is the easy part.
If you work for a corporation like the BBC, that's even something in the core of our working standards. And we have to try and be as neutral as possible, but again, to be as true to the speech maker. It's a very hard balance all the time.
Zorgi says he enjoys doing Mr. Obama's voice for his Arabic-speaking audience, but it's challenging, too. Zorgi says the president is a fast-paced talker.
I was overcome by Mr. Obama's speech in a couple of occasions, but I definitely was helped by the fact that there was a text of the speech in front of me.
The president himself stumbled at times over a few Arabic words. In one case, when he meant to say hijab, that's a headscarf, the president accidentally said hajib, that's an archaic term for a high-ranking official in a Muslim government. Michelle Dunn is a senior associate with the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
My guess is that people will forgive him for this. They probably, appreciate that he tried to at least use a few Arabic words.
Dunn notes that past presidents have also peppered their speeches with Arabic words and phrases from the Quran. She says what was remarkable about this speech, though, is the reverential tone Mr. Obama used when speaking about the Middle East and Islam itself.
He said that he wanted to come to the region where Islam was revealed. By using the word revealed rather than born, I think that he tried to indicate that he considers Islam to be a divinely revealed religion. That was a mark of respect.
But the true test of whether Mr. Obama really hit the tone he wanted will likely come down the road. That's when Arabs and Muslims the world over will be looking for him to back up his words with actions when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan, and perhaps most of all with Israel and its neighbors. For The World, this is Katie Clark.